Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment is an expert presenter, writer, consultant, and speaker on the topic of franchising. Joe Labava is the franchise expert in residence and columnist for the award-winning Small Business Trends website and over at Open Forum by American Express, the blog over there, joining small business experts like Guy Kawasaki, John Battelle, Anita Campbell, and many others. Joe is also the franchise expert source for the Wall Street Journal, Entrepreneur Magazine, MSNBC.com, Bottom Line Personal, and Cranes. Joining us on the line right now from his offices in Cleveland, Ohio, is the Franchise King and the President of Franchise Selection Specialists, Joe Labava. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really pumped to hang with you for a few minutes and talk about franchising, David.
Likewise. I'm curious, how did you first get involved in the world of franchising? How did this come about for you?
Well, I was in management in the automobile franchise sector until 2001, and my late father had started a consulting firm in Cleveland in 1990 after he was downsized himself. He was in the franchise industry. So he said, you know, enough of this stuff. I'm going to do my own thing. So he was really one of the early pioneers of this franchise consulting matchmaking thing that I do. And I joined him in 2001, kicking and screaming a little bit because I really didn't wake up one day saying I wanted to own a business.
Yeah.
For me, it was more of what I didn't want to do anymore. And what that was I didn't want to work for anyone ever again. So I've taken the business over, and I'm having a blast.
Your family has been involved in franchising matchmaking, I'll call it, for a number of years. When did they start the business? And I'm curious, franchising has changed a whole lot. And if you have any stories or insights about what's changed since they started, that would be really cool.
Sure, yeah. My dad started in 1990 here in Cleveland, did some consulting, and then he joined a group and did consulting with them and helped a lot of Northeast Ohio folks get into business. The biggest change, I would say, is what you and I are doing right now, the Internet. The Internet has changed everything, and I recently wrote an article about that over at Small Business Trends about the transparency that is taking place. So I think that is the biggest change in the last 15, 20 years. Franchisors that are weak at best, or the franchisors that have a history of selling franchises to anyone that breathes, really will get more scrutiny now because of the Internet and because of us bloggers who are, some of us are not shy about pointing out franchisors that are less than.
So absolutely.
I think that's really the biggest change.
Yeah, this transparency, this newfound transparency from the Internet, that's very good. We're sitting in April of 2009. It's going to take some time to recover from this recession. I know there's a shift. People are losing their jobs, and they're looking for new opportunities, new ways to get started in a business all of their own. First of all, how are the unemployment trends affecting your business?
Well, they always affect our business. The last big one was after, of course, 9/11. And, the couple years after that, millions lost their jobs. And franchising in 2003 and 2004 really, really rock and rolled. And my business did pretty good then. This time it started last year, kind of last summer, my business took a downturn, and franchising, the industry took a downturn. You know, last year you had a perfect storm. You had some inflation, high fuel prices, an election, and the banking crisis was just kind of beginning. So people were really, really frightened and very risk adverse. So,
yeah.
Of course, the excuse then was, well, let's see who gets elected, and then we'll kind of take it from there. Well, since the new president has been elected, things have gotten worse financially for a lot of people. There's more downsizing. So there's still a lot of caution. And, entrenched with that is the lending situation with the lenders not that open to lending to small businesses like they used to. That is starting to change. I can tell you now, in the past, I would say 30 days, there's definitely been an uptick in franchise interest, and people seem to be kind of taking an attitude of, well, I know it's not going to get better for a while, but I'm still going to go for it. So I think that's starting to happen.
How do you approach helping someone truly verify their interest in becoming a franchisee? I mean, we know this format is not for everyone. So if you would, Just take us to Franchising 101. What is a franchise, and how does it differ from the notion of starting anew, a small business startup with an original new idea?
The major difference is, well, the first one I always talk about when I do seminars is financing. Good luck going to your local bank and getting financed on a great idea that you have. It's generally not going to happen. With a franchise, of course, there's a blueprint. There's a business model in place. Hopefully it's been tested and the mistakes have been ironed out. The major difference is when you invest in a franchise, you are investing in someone else's system and someone else's tools, and one must move their ego out of the way. And a lot of people really don't discuss that, but the true entrepreneur is the franchisor, is the person that invented the concept and invented the system. The somewhat entrepreneur is the franchisee, who has a little bit of latitude, but in general is purchasing a system and really must follow that system.
It's essential for them to follow the system, isn't it, in order to be successful? They need to be in compliance with the system, don't they?
Well, of course. I always tell people, if you're someone that has been in corporate America and has always fought the system, and you always come up with new ideas, franchising may not be for you.
Joel, this all suggests that those that are used to a lifestyle of employment, let's say a displaced auto worker, for example, and we know they are plentiful in the market now in terms of having lost jobs, this might be a good choice for them, provided they could gather the capital together to invest. Do you see it that way? In other words, it's something like creating a job, except that you do own the job, so to speak.
Yeah, and some people have always, you know, said that, you know, buying a franchise is just buying a job. I would say that in some cases that's true. For instance, if you would buy a franchise that was, let's say you repaired tile, you know, grout repair, something like that, mm-hmm. and you were the person that actually did it every day, and you didn't have any employees, you're kind of buying a job.
Right.
It might be tough to build equity in a situation like that, but if you go into that business, just as an example, nothing wrong with that business, but if you go right. into that business as the operations person, where maybe you do a little of the work, mm-hmm. but in general, you're going to find some employees and build this thing into something of value, then that's not buying a job.
We're visiting with Joe Labava. He's the Franchise King and the President of Franchise Selection Specialists. That website, www.thefranchiseking.com. If someone is interested in exploring the world of franchising and maybe becoming a franchisee themselves, what can they expect to pay? What range do you typically see for these business startups?
Anywhere from $75,000 total investment to over $1 million total investment. The average that I always tell people, $170,000 or so, $180,000 is probably a pretty good average, especially if it involves a storefront location.
You mentioned that credit is loosening up in general, and I would imagine that when you have a blueprint and a proven model, maybe it's a little looser. Is that a fair assumption?
I think it depends on the concept. If it's something that is just too way off to the left or the right and that's kind of really bizarre and unproven, I still think it's going to be a little tough. But if it's a proven model, I think it's going to be possible to get financing. What the lenders have told me is that collateral is king right now.
Mm.
Have some collateral and really good credit.
Okay. Joel, I wanted to talk about thefranchiseking.com a little bit more. What is the experience like for someone who's brand new at this? They don't know a whole lot. Where do they start with you?
Well, I would say thefranchiseking.com is kind of my hub. And that's where I have links to everything from things that will help potential franchise owners to things that will help franchise companies themselves, whether it's marketing or products and services. The franchisekingblog.com is probably the best place to start because there's an archive of articles there. It's been around over 2 years, and there's articles of archives there. Plus, there's links to some of the other articles that I write on Small Business Trends and Open Forum.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of good general information. But they don't have to go to my blog. They can just, you know, go to the internet and hit franchise. There's a huge amount of information, of course. But I think what I do differently than a lot of people is I really am a no-nonsense guy. I have no problem telling the good and the bad about franchising, because it's not a perfect world. Franchising is not a perfect business, and it is certainly not for everyone. So for someone to think that, well, if I buy a franchise, I'm going to almost guarantee you my success, that's a fallacy.
Yeah.
You know, you could pick the wrong franchise, or the franchise company might be really, really good at selling franchises, but after that, they disappear and they don't support you. So research is really, really the key.
So you're suggesting that we visit the blog. That website again, if you would, Joel.
The main website is thefranchiseking.com.
Okay.
The blog is thefranchisekingblog.com.
Okay, that was the one I was looking for. Thefranchisekingblog.com would be the resource. Look at some articles, get some information about the whole universe of franchising. Great stuff. Anything else we should know about the work you're doing, Joel? I know you're writing quite a bit for several different media outlets. Tell us what are some of the subjects you're writing about and some of the insights maybe attached to those.
I'm writing about some of the current trends. I've done for a couple years in a row now my annual franchise trends article over at Small Business Trends, and that gets a lot of looks, and I really watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I report on some upcoming franchise events, some upcoming new franchisors that might have really, really good ideas. I talk about franchise law, financing, etc. Just a lot of it's really, really focused on what's going on in the economy right now, and it's a little more about small business than franchising. And it's tough out there, but I think it's starting to get a little better.
Joel, do you ever work with, it sounds like you might, work with franchisors or those interested in franchising their business format?
Yes. I don't do the franchise development myself. Quite frankly, I don't have that much experience in that. But I know what to look for,
yeah.
And I refer out to some really, really top franchise development people that have the courage to tell people that maybe they shouldn't franchise their concept.
Wow.
And that's very unusual.
Sure, sure. Generally, you know, surgeons like to operate and lawyers like to create documents. But
exactly.
It's that transparency, that somewhat a part of your world and your brand and who you are and how you show up that really translates to how you refer and everything. So that's good stuff. Well, great to have you. I hope we can do it again. Our guest has been Joel Labava. He's the Franchise King, the company Franchise Selection Specialist Incorporated out of Cleveland, Ohio. The website, www.thefranchiseking.com. Check out the blog. It's thefranchisekingblog.com. Joel, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.